Senator Mike Lee wins re-election, defeats Never Trumper Evan McMullen. By Sean Moran on November 8, 2022. Senator Mike Lee, RUT, won re-election on Tuesday night, defeating Never Trumper and Utah Independent Senate candidate Evan McMullen, according to projections. Fox News called the race in favor of Lee, who will enter his third term. Unlike most states, Lee did not face off against a Democrat as his primary opponent. Instead, he had independent candidate McMullen. Instead of pushing their own candidate, the Utah Democrat Party endorsed McMullen's bid to oust Lee instead of their own. Lee and others have consistently criticized McMullen for his cozy ties with the Democrat Party, which includes using the Democrat fundraising tool Act Blue, fundraising with Senator John Tester, DeMount, and fundraising with leftist activists such as Alyssa Milano. McMullen has even paid over $1.9 million to Democrat operatives to carry out his campaign. This is why Lee has accused McMullen of feeding the Democrat industrial complex. Even though he has pledged that he would remain independent in the Senate if he were elected, Lee and others have predicted that he would have caucused with the Democrats if he were elected. Lee's victory comes in spite of Senator Mitt Romney's, RUT, refusal to endorse and campaign for Lee's re-election. Even if members of the same party disagree on issues, it is customary for fellow lawmakers, especially from the same congressional delegation, to campaign for each other. Romney has refused to back Lee, claiming that he cannot choose between his two friends, Lee and McMullen. His refusal to back Lee has enraged fellow Senate Republicans. Lee's refusal to relent on the issue has made Romney's aide so annoyed. Despite Romney's lack of support for Lee, the Club for Growth has been a stern supporter of Utah's senior senator. The Club for Growth Action, as well as the Crypto Freedom PAC, which is allied with the Club for Growth, has ran many ads and flyers highlighting McMullen's anti-Republican rhetoric, which includes referring to the GOP as un-Americans, bigots, and racists. The ads enraged McMullen so much that he filed a lawsuit against the Club for Growth. The Club for Growth, in conjunction with Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, even ran an ad to boost Lee's re-election as part of DeSantis's first ad for an out-of-state Republican. Follow coverage of the 2022 midterm elections on Breitbart News. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.